Yes, How to Train Your Dragon. That was a movie that, like Serena said, we saw last Wednesday as a church at Galaxy Theater. It was so much fun. If you missed it, I'm sorry, but we had fun without you. Anyway, even if you haven't seen the movie, it's okay. You don't need to know. I'm not going to spoil anything, but I'll tell you that the movie is about a young man who takes a stand against everything that the world that he lives in has taught him, everything that he's learned growing up. And through his training and his learning, he discovers the truth. And he teaches his family and his community a new way of life. So I saw a lot of themes in this movie. Fear of the unknown, resilience, overcoming challenges, encouragement, teamwork, and of course, training. A lot of training. That's what it's about, right? Training, something I've been doing. I've been recently doing my own type of training. In fact, I've just completed it. Potty training. And no, not for myself, okay? For my precious little girl. There she is. So proud of her, yes. And here's the thing. You would think that after four kids, like potty training would become an easier process, but it does not. It does not get any easier. It still takes a lot of repetition, a lot of reminders, a lot of reminders, a lot of reminders, a lot of rewards, a lot of positive reinforcement like stickers and M&Ms and cheering. And it also comes with a lot of tears and setbacks and throwing away of poopy underwear. So much poopy underwear. But through it all, we keep going, right? We keep going and we don't give up because the goal is for each kid to be out of diapers, to use the toilet, and even sleep through the night without any accidents. And so we persist and eventually we celebrate. And that's where I'm at. Yes, finally. Yes. And I know that many of you are like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I've been there, potty training stages, or maybe some of you are in the middle of those stages right now. But I know a lot of you might also be thinking, I've never experienced that, or I'm not experiencing that yet, right, Megan? You've got a couple years to go. But so let's talk about some training that I know almost all of us in here have experienced, and that is training for your job. Because no matter what type of job you have, you require some form of training. Well, from, you know, and there's like a huge spectrum of jobs, of course, and the type of training that you need, the amount of time required to train for your job. You have schooling and workshops and physical training, and sometimes it's just shadowing another employee, just following them along and doing what they do, right? How many of you have had any type of training for your job? And if you haven't, you're lying. One of my first jobs, was as a bookseller in a college bookstore. Yeah. I had to be trained how to use the cash register. And this was back in the days before you could just scan the barcode. You actually had to like enter in, you know, the amounts. Back in the old days, like Hobby Lobby is stuck in. I had to organize the textbooks by course and help the students know how to find the textbooks. And this most important one, because bookstores don't just sell books. We also sell like clothing and merchandise, right? Number one rule, when you are hanging up sweatshirts on the hangers, all of the hangers have to be pointing the same way, facing the same way. Very, very important. Drilled into me. Because you want your merchandise to look good and nice and organized so that people will buy the things. That's the training, right? And then you get reminders. So if I forget where something is or how to find something, where's the tape gun to box up the boxes in the back? I can go to my coworkers or my boss, if you have a good boss, hopefully, to make sure that I'm getting the job done right. So what is all this training for, though? Why do we need training for our jobs? What's the goal of working? Well, it's ultimately to work well at your job. That's the ultimate goal, right? Whether it's something that you're passionate about doing, or maybe you're trying to get a promotion, or maybe you just need to keep your job so that you can pay the bills. You still want to work well to keep your job. But our goal in life is not just to go to work every day. If you're here today, you know there's a deeper goal. You know there's something bigger. If you're here right now, it's either because you're already a Christian or you want to know what it means to be a Christian. So what are we training for? What is our goal as Christians? Let's go to scripture to find out. Ephesians 5, 1 and 2. And we're going to be in a lot of scripture today, you guys. So it'll be up there and I'll be jumping in and out. But, okay, imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are his dear children. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself for us as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. So our goal is to follow Jesus Christ, to become more and more like him, transformed into his image. So that when people see me and you, they don't see us. They see the power of the Holy Spirit in us, drawing them in to a relationship with Jesus Christ. Another verse, 2 Corinthians 3, 16 and 18. But whenever someone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away, for the Lord is the Spirit. And wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord, and the Lord, who is the Spirit within us, makes us more and more like him as we are changed, transformed into his glorious image. So how can we reach this goal? We're going to dive even deeper into scripture to find out. But before we do that, let's pray. Lord God, we thank you, for your salvation, for your word. Help us to hear you, to seek you, to know you today. As we read your word, as we learn what it means to train to be like you more and more every day, help each one of us here to know exactly what you're saying to us, to see exactly what you're showing us for our life. And Lord, let it only be you that we hear. Your words, Lord, thank you. In your name, amen. Okay, so there's someone who had to go through a lot of training in the Bible, and this was a young man named Timothy. Timothy became a follower of Jesus because first, he was brought to Christ through the example of his mom and his grandma. And then he became a church leader and a pastor, and he learned everything, almost everything, from Paul, who is the ultimate trainer in the Bible, because Paul wrote almost half of the books in the New Testament. And all of these books that Paul wrote were actually letters of encouragement and training to churches and to leaders. And so we're going to read the scripture in one of those books today, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, which is his first letter to Timothy. So if you want to have the actual Bible open in front of you, we have them in the racks under the chairs. It's on page 998. And we're going to begin in verses 6 through 10. If you explain these things to the brothers and sisters, Timothy, you will be a worthy servant of Christ Jesus, one who is nourished by the message of faith and the good teaching you have followed. Do not waste your time arguing over godless ideas and old wives' tales. Instead, train yourself to be godly. Physical training is good, but training for godliness is much better. It promises benefits in this life and in the life to come. This is a trustworthy saying, and everyone should accept it. This is why we work hard and continue to struggle. For our hope is in the living God, who is the Savior of all people and particularly of all believers. So I want to focus in right there again on verses 7 and 8. Train yourself to be godly. Physical training is good, but training for godliness is much better, promising benefits in this life and in the life to come. Physical training requires discipline and exercise and repetition. And these are all good things. But Paul is saying here that training for godliness is much better. Just like potty training and on-the-job training, we need continual godly training. So my oldest daughter potty trained a long time ago, but she just finished a different type of training. Driver's training. Yeah. She finished all 30 hours of online coursework to prepare for driving. And in fact, she is taking her written test at the DMV this coming Friday. Yeah. So please pray for us. And you know, when you're getting ready to take this test, you have to rely on the California Driver's Handbook, right? The training manual. So you know what the speed limit is in your neighborhood. What to do with a yield sign. Do you stop? What do? Do you let people go? When to use your turn signal? Every time you turn or change lanes, every time people use your turn signal, pet peeve of mine, when you don't. Okay, so all of this, though, is with the goal of eventually getting a driver's license and driving a car and receiving independence. You're ready for it, right, Danielle? And we've already established, though, that our goal as Christians is to become more like Jesus, and we need godly training. So isn't it awesome that we have a training manual? Our training manual is the Word of God. This is a lot thicker than the California Driver's Handbook. And even the Word of God tells us that we should be training with this. In Paul's second letter to Timothy, in verses 3, 16, and 17, it says, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." We are those servants. We are being equipped. That is what a training manual does, right? It teaches us and equips us for what we need to learn, what we need to do. So now back to the driver's training manual. Once we pass this test, we get our license. How many people actually refer back to the driver's training manual? Do you ever go back to that to remember? I know you don't, because I've seen so many people get pulled over. Maybe not you guys, but I will admit that I have. Because we think that we don't need to refer back to that anymore. We already know all those rules. It's in our head, right? We remember. Okay, I remember not to speed. I haven't gotten a speeding ticket in many, many years, but I have. And I know some of you have too. So why? Why do we get pulled over? Why do we not? Why does that happen? Why do we not refer back to it. Because we need to be reminded again and again and again and rebuked and corrected. Because again, our minds are not reliable enough to remember all of these driver's laws. And if we can't even remember everything from the driver's manual, how are we supposed to remember everything in the Bible? Look at this. I'm just saying, it's very thick. We're not supposed to just remember it all. We can't just hold it all up here. You can't just say, oh yeah, I learned that when I was a kid, or I went through that Bible study one time. We need continual reminding and training. The Bible is something that we need every single day. Because guess what, guys? It is more than just a training manual. It is our daily bread. It is the nourishment we need for our souls. I'm going to go back to 1 Timothy 4:6. Paul told him, "You will be a worthy servant of Christ Jesus, one who is nourished by the message of faith and the good teaching you have followed." Nourishment. And if those words are not enough for you, let's read what Jesus himself said. Matthew 4:4. But Jesus told him, he's telling Satan this, "No, the scriptures say, people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Jesus is saying this. And here's what's even more amazing about this particular verse. When Jesus is saying this, he is quoting scripture, which means that Jesus, who is the Son of God, is being daily nourished by his word. He's quoting Deuteronomy 8:3. It says, "Yes, he humbled you by letting you go hungry and then feeding you with manna, a food previously unknown to you and your ancestors. He did it to teach you that people do not live by bread alone. Rather, we live by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." Every word, every day. We need food for our physical health, for our bodies to continue living on this earth right now, right? But we need the word of God for our spiritual health, for our souls to continue living for eternity with our Father who loves us and desires for us, his children, to be with him forever. We need daily bread. Are you hungry? You should be. Now, here's the thing. I know that we're all at different levels in our spiritual walk with Jesus. So I really, really want you to not feel overwhelmed. If you don't know Jesus yet, if you're new to the faith, don't get overwhelmed by this idea of daily time in the Word and feel like, oh my goodness, where do I even start? Where do I even begin? What I want all of us to do, no matter where you're at, is to consider right now, where are you at? And ask God to just help you see what's the next step. Just what is the next step in your nourishment? What way is God calling you to be nourished? And so for some of you in here, that might be receiving an actual Bible. Maybe you don't have one yet, and that's okay. You don't have to be ashamed of that. We have Bibles for you. So please, if you do need one, you want one, come and talk to me or one of our other pastors after the service, and we will make sure that you get a Bible. And some of you here might want a more focused devotional book to help guide you through the different scriptures. Guess what? We have those too. Yeah. Right now we're going through some of the Psalms, and these are also free. We have them in the back. You can take these too. Or if you want something else, again, come and talk to us. We can help guide you find other devotionals. You have a Bible app that has all kinds of devotionals. Lots of people with wisdom here to help you because we're encouraging each other. And I know that some of you have like a lot of biblical knowledge already. You've studied, you've gone to school for it. But then you know that God reveals more to us through his word every single time we read it. Even if we've read the same verses 100 times, God is revealing things to us because our training doesn't stop. Our goal is to become like Jesus, who is perfect. We will never be perfect. That's why we need Jesus. But we can continue to learn and grow more like him every day. So we're going to continue with some more training in 1 Timothy, again, 4, verses 11 through 16. Teach these things and insist that everyone learn them. Everyone. Don't let anyone think less of you because you are young. Be an example to all believers in what you say, in the way you live, in your love, your faith, your purity. Until I get there, focus on reading the scriptures to the church. That's what we're doing right now. Encouraging the believers and teaching them. And do not neglect the spiritual gift you received through the prophecy spoken over you when the elders of the church laid their hands on you. Now, this is talking about Timothy, but we have all received a spiritual gift when we become a follower of Jesus Christ. So this is for you. Give your complete attention to these matters. Throw yourself into your tasks so that everyone will see your progress. Keep a close watch on how you live and on your teaching. Stay true to what is right for the sake of your own salvation and the salvation of those who hear you. Because training is not just for our benefit, it's for other people too. We are to be an example in the way we live, in what we say, to encourage each other, and to use the spiritual gifts that God has given us to build up the body of believers. More scripture, Ephesians 4, verses 15 and 16. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way, more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly as each part does its own special work. It helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. We are all growing together. I have one more story about training. This one is my son. So my son is a baseball player, and that also takes a lot of training and discipline. Yep, there he is. He has baseball practices multiple times a week. He has one-on-one coaching with his dad, that guy back there in the red hat. He's sitting over here too. And he has games on the weekends. And some of his training is just to develop his own skills, right? Some of it, that one-on-one stuff. But then he uses those skills on a team. And his teammates support each other and help each other. to reach their goal, which in baseball is to win the game. But that's part of why we have teams here at Covenant Grove. We're a body made up of believers. We support each other on teams. Because our ministry teams help all of us to use our spiritual gifts to serve in God's kingdom. And to encourage each other to continue our spiritual training so that we will reach our goal of becoming more like Jesus Christ. Because we, the church, are the body of Christ. If you're not on a team yet, I really, really encourage you to come and talk to one of us or even fill out your Connect card on your phone and say, I'm interested, I want to know more about it. Because we have lots of different teams, lots of different ways to use your gifts. Some of them are up here in front of people. Some of them are behind the scenes. We have something for everybody because God has gifted every one of you with a different gift to use. And we can help you pray and discern and find out how God is calling you to use your gifts. So that's it, right? Continual training. And it sounds simple. We know it's not simple. We know we get distracted by all the things in the world, by all the other things we're being trained on. But that's the purpose. That's why. That's why we need that training. That's why we need that daily time in the Word to bring us back to what really matters, what truly matters. Our life fully devoted to following Jesus Christ. So will you please just close your eyes right now? I just want you to spend a moment with God, asking Him what next steps He's calling you to take in your spiritual training, in your nourishment. Lord God, we are ready. We are ready to follow You, to serve You. We pray and ask to be equipped to receive Your knowledge and love, even if sometimes that takes rebuking and correcting. We know that it is all through love. It is because of Your desire to be with us for eternity. Lord, help us all to see that and to remember our goal, our purpose in life, our purpose here that You have placed us for, that You have called us for. Please bring a word or a vision, a reminder of truth to every person here listening of where You are calling them to next, of what spiritual gifts You have given them, of where You want them to serve, of how You want them to live, to speak Your truth here and outside these walls, because we know Your kingdom's not just here. Your kingdom is the whole earth. Lord, so prepare us and help us to find a way to receive Your nourishment, that daily bread that we need. No matter how small and how much we need to grow in that. Help guide us. Lord, thank You for Your word. Thank You for Your nourishment. Thank You for Your training every day, helping us to become more and more like You. In Your name, amen.